Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, May the 12th of 2020. And I am your host, as normal, here for with the Miracle Man Show. And I'm so glad that you've made the determination tonight to, you've made the decision to tune in tonight to hear what I have to say, and most importantly, to hear the word of the Lord. What's the word of the Lord say? And I'm going to teach you a powerful word tonight. Acts 3, and we're going to talk about Peter and John meeting that lame man, and what did they give him? Did they give him a handout, or did they give him something from the Holy Ghost? Now, I know what they gave him, but you have to stick around for in a few minutes when we get to that part of the evening in a little bit, when we open the Bible and so like I said, it's so good to have you with us tonight, wherever you are and however you are listening to the program. And I hope that you're staying fit, spiritually speaking, reading your Bible, praying, all the things you're supposed to be doing. I'm hoping you're using this lockdown season, or whatever you want to call this season, to get stronger in the things of God and not weaker. And obviously some of these states, and obviously this goes world, this is on the World Wide Web, so wherever you're listening to me from, obviously those of you in Georgia and these other places that have opened up, you aren't really on lockdown anymore. Things are happening, and I think God is going to move some things, and we're going to win. I think we're going to win. But the devil had something planned for this, and I feel like that's going to come to naught. And so here's what's going on. But I got some cool stuff to tell you. This next weekend, the weather is going to start getting a whole lot better around here and in many parts of the northern tier of the U.S. All these 50s and 60s, obviously this isn't one where you can see it, but if it was on the TV media, TV thing, you know where you can see it, you'd see those blues turning into more red as it's going to be going up into the 70s and possibly 80s further into next week. And that's all the way up here. Down south, it's going to work its way through the 70s and into the 80s. So my prayer is that that's going to further help to slow the spread of this thing and hopefully kill it. I'm ready not just to get out of lockdown. I'm ready for the virus to be gone once and for all. Why? That's like one of the biggest parts of why every time we do on a show, we do a show while we pray over this thing. And that's very important. And we call the virus gone. You see, why is that so important? Because it needs to go. It needs to go. It doesn't need to stick around and be trying to stick its little finger out and control us. That little thing that we can't see. And we don't exactly know everybody that has it. We know a lot that do, but we haven't found all of the possible cases yet. But like I said, you say, Miracle Man, do you think we've seen the worst of it? Absolutely. I feel like we've seen the worst of it. Are you starting to think the same thing? Because example, in my state, today we had the first totals. That would have been from a weekday, and it wasn't much different at all. For example, compared to the weekend totals in a week, and when you come back from a weekend, normally the numbers go up due to more testing during the week. But you're seeing a big drop off. I believe that as we get warmer, it can really help. We have to curse this virus partly because Fauci just announced today. You say, do you believe everything Fauci says? No. But as a doctor, he did say that he is not very sure. He doesn't know for sure that the vaccine could be effective. In fact, did you see what he said? He said a vaccine could, in fact, make it stronger. Did you see that? But he said that. And when I heard that, I was like, wow. And they say, certain people say, you don't give me normal to get a vaccine. I'm like, first of all, I'm not taking that vaccine that Bill Gates has. If it's one that's going to work properly and do what it's supposed to do, and like Christians or some people that really knew what they were doing and it was truly proven and was guaranteed to work, then maybe I'd consider it. But the Bill Gates stuff and all that, absolutely not. Uh, Absolutely not. No. That's why, because it might not be effective, that's another reason why we just have to curse this thing and pray that it dies and that it doesn't come back. And we got to pray that the attack of the enemy just falls to the ground. And I think God is doing a thing. I truly hope that the reason he said that, I pray to God that it's because it won't be needed, because the time it would have been developed, it'll be gone. And so that's part of my prayer. And that's where we're at. And as I find things out, I like to tell you kind of how things are going. You say, Miracle Man, how'd we do on opening up? Well, another state opened up retail today, and some other places, the state of Ohio did. Also, the judge from Owosso, from Shiawassee County, he decided, I am not issuing an injunction. He basically said, I will not close down that business. Did you hear that? Basically, that's what he said today.
Yeah.
He basically said, I'm not shutting it down. Yep. Even their judge said, I'm not doing it. Another county down a bit more to the southeast of them, Livingston, he said he was not issuing them either. And then I'm sure there's some more to the west, northwest, that have made the same decision. So I think you're going to continue to see things open up organically, meaning whether there's permission or not. Also, I believe that God is going to have his way through this whole thing. I think that even as things open up, you're not going to see that spike in cases that they've predicted. And they were yell screaming when Georgia was the first state to open about what they thought was going to happen. It hasn't happened yet. Tennessee, same thing. Though cases went up the first few days, you want to know why? A prison. You saw that too, didn't you? Yep, it was because, and where they're seeing these surges, it has to do with packing plants, nursing homes, and those kind of places where people are at for these long periods of time, and like they're there every day, all day. Not the restaurant, not the barber, not the So it's like, wow. So there's different things that you find out and you go, wow, they weren't exactly telling us the truth. So that's why we got to take authority over this. And speaking of nice weather, this weekend, the there is going to be a drive-through fair food event over in Elma with Nodule Foods, who is a fair food vendor. They're going to have elephant ears, hot dogs, one of my personal fair favorites, corn dogs, as our elephant ears, fries, and they better have vinegar fries if they don't. But, I mean, at the event, they better have them, otherwise I might have to, for that temporary event, send them to Never Neverland. You know, just for that event. Be like, I'll see you again next event that I come to that you're at. But for tonight, you're in Never Neverland. you know? And, no, I guess not. I just want some vinegar fries, like, bad, I guess. I mean, I don't guess. I do. I'm so ready to have the warmer weather, and I think it's really going to help. Not to mention the fact that I'm going to Florida in several weeks, and the sun down there is so much brighter and stronger that if you've been cooped up all year, then you'll get that rude awakening. I know, right? Whereas if you've been out there in it a good amount and prepared, then you're a bit more ready for it. Because that sun down there is strong. That's how I like it. Sometimes I've been told it can't it actually thunderstorm with the sun out too? Lisa said so, that it has? More so in FL, though, of course. Yeah, because Florida is the sunshine state. And the part of Florida where I'm going to is known to have sunshine on average in at least part of the day, 361 days out of 365. That is almost that would, in my mind, that would be a sun score of basically almost 99.9%. Our sun score here would be like your sun score based on a 100-point scale. I'd see ours would be like in the 50s, wouldn't you? It's based on even part of the day. It varies greatly by season, I feel like. In the summer, I would say it's in the 80s. That sounds about right, doesn't it? 80s to almost 90%. Last year, the amount of days that had at least some sun in the summer was actually in the high 90s. Because I feel like there was only 2 days where this last summer where the sun never came out at all. Does that sound about right? Maybe three? What? You just know it was less than normal. But anyhow, I'm really looking forward to that, to the warmer weather, and that's really going to help us in a lot of different ways. Memorial Day is coming soon. That'll be good. And then, from what I understand with baseball, that still looks to be their plan, what they want to do at this point. Hockey is still sitting there sleeping. They don't know what they're going to do. You've heard the same thing? They're still sleeping, not know what they're going to do. I don't know what they're going to do either. Maybe they want to wait and see if baseball follows through and then go from there. I don't know. But Before we pray, I want to remind you of your homework assignments. I know things and places are starting to get better, but that doesn't mean that you should stop doing. You should stop praying and stop reading Psalm 23 and the other things. You got to continue. We continue to fight until the end. We do. So, read Psalm 23 every day out loud. Make sure your family can hear it. Number two, read Psalm 91 daily. Three, make a sign that can preach. Might say, maybe it says, fear is a liar. Patience and peace are powerful friends. No fear, just faith. I just thought of that one. That would be a good one. That'd be a good one. And it would really, and listeners, like, if you come up with stuff like that, that can get people's attention. Put it on your sign. You know, if you live in this state, if you live in Michigan, you're supposed to be wearing a mask. Maybe put it on your mask. But, yeah, there's a lot of different ways you can do it. And then at noon every day, take authority over that virus. Set a reminder on your phone. And remember, like I said a few minutes ago, we have to keep cursing that thing until it's gone. And that's even if we're not locked down. Because I don't want it to come back. And I'm sure you don't either. So we got to keep praying and believe in God. We're going to do that right now. Then we're going to sing a couple songs. Then we'll get into the word of the Lord for the evening. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight. We're so grateful for what you're doing. And we're grateful that for what you're doing around the world for cases going down. But I curse coronavirus in the name of Jesus. I take authority over you, Corona. You will die. You will fall down right now, right there, and die. And I curse you, Koran. You can take your virus with you. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing, that your will be done. And that you would give back. That you would cause the devil to give back seven times what he stole from us. And now, Lord God, I pray right now over our leaders who have authority over us. I pray, Lord God, that you would remove those who have done wrong. May either you remove them or they have a change of heart that you would give to them. That change of heart that they need to see, including here in Michigan and in these other states and countries where that needs to happen. And I'm not just talking about at the state level. I'm talking even mayors, township officials, county sheriffs. Just remove those who have done wrong against you. Yeah, And I thank you for those who have done the right thing and made a stand for what's right. And Lord God, I take authority over this economy right now. I pray that our jobs would come back and that we would see that V-shaped recovery that has been talked about. May we see that, Lord. May we see that. And may that pent-up demand be realized. May people decide, may everybody be ready to go back to work. May you just give peace to those people's hearts, Lord. And I thank you for medical providers, Lord God, that you're strengthening them and giving them peace and joy and happiness. And I know that hospital or whatever it is that they might be working on the front lines of this virus with these patients, that might not be a joyful place, but may you put joy and peace in their heart, Lord God. So would they be able to bring peace to these patients and bring Jesus to these patients if the nurses know you. And I thank you, Lord God, right now for the pastors of these churches. I thank you that churches are beginning to open up. May more continue to open up, and may the churches become stronger and stronger and stronger. And I give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' matchless name. Amen. Now we're going to sing a couple songs. Yeah, Lord, you are the Lord of all I am. And I'll never be the same again. Oh, no. I've searched and came up empty. This world has nothing for me. You are my one and only. I'm living my life for you. I'm giving everything to you. Not holding back, but every part. I'm giving it all to you. I'm giving it all to you. You call me Lord. You know my name. I've searched and I'm certain now. I'm not ashamed. No, no, no. This world has nothing. I'm searched and came up empty. This world has nothing for me. You are my one and only. I'm living my life for you. I'm giving everything to you. Not holding back, but every part. I'm giving it all to you. Oh, yes. Yes, Lord. I'm giving my life for you. I'm giving everything to you, not every part, No holding back, but every part. I'm giving it all to you. I'm living my life for you. I'm giving everything to you. Not holding back, but every part. I'm giving it all to you. 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 Whoa, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I give you my life. I give you everything. I give you everything, Lord God. Now let the weak say I have strength by the saved and redeemed, adopted as your own. And let the poor say I am rich. Mine is saved and redeemed, and I'm more than blessed. Now let our hearts burn with a flame, a fire consuming all for your Son's holy name. And with the heavens we declare, you are our King. We love you, Lord. We worship you. You are our God. You alone are good. Let now your church shine as the bright that you saw in your heart that raised Christ from the dead, and let the lost be welcomed home, and every day be free, those adopted as your own. Let now our hearts burn with a flame, a fire consuming all for your Son's holy name. And with the heavens we declare, you are our King. We love you, Lord. We worship you. You are our God. You alone are good. You ask your Son to carry the heavy cross, the weight of sin. I love you, Lord. I worship you. Of which was lost, now stands renewed. I give my life to honor Him. Christ, our Savior King. And with now, let now our hearts burn with a flame, a fire consuming all for your Son's holy name. And with the heavens we declare, you are our King. We love you, Lord. We worship you. You are our God. You alone are good. You ask your Son to carry this, the heavy cross, the weight of sin. I worship you. Those which was lost now stands renewed. I give my life to honor them. The love of Christ, our Savior King. Yes, Lord Jesus, we worship you tonight, Lord Jesus. Praise you, we honor you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing in our midst. You are our Lord. You alone are good. You alone are mighty. You alone are worthy of our praise and our worship. Thank you, Lord God, for who you are, for what you've done, for what you're doing right now, wherever we are. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you're calming the storm right now. And I just thank you, Lord God, for every need tonight. Every person who turned into this program presents a need. I thank you that these needs would be met tonight, Lord God. May healing come. May strength come. May joy come. Life come. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this time in the Word tonight, that it would be blessed, that it would go forth with boldness and simplicity, and that you would use me to deliver it, and you would use the listeners to understand it. And I make my confession over this program tonight that sponsors and partners come into this program, increases in listenership come to this program, that finances come to this program. And most important of all, Jesus, I thank you for souls, huge amounts of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Open your Bibles, please, to the book of Acts chapter 3. Praise God. Acts chapter 3. And whatever I do for the next little bit, I want you to follow along. If I sing again, for whatever reason, you sing. As I study, as I'm reading, you study along. Follow along with me, please. By all means. just find my spot, and then we will begin. I have now found it. I had found it a second ago, but I was giving you a little bit of time because I'm nice like that. All right. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer at 3 p.m, or as they would say, the ninth hour. Now, a man crippled from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for. Peter looked straight at him, along with John. Then Peter said, "Look at us, please." So they gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Write that down. He was expecting something from them. When I'm done reading, we're going to come back and we're going to go through this, the important parts of it. That was verse 5. Verse 6. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up. And instantly the man's feet and ankle bones became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking, jumping, and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit there begging at the temple courts gate called Beautiful, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had just happened to him. While the beggar held on to Peter and John, all the people were astonished and came running to them in the place called Solomon's Colonnade. When Peter saw this, he said to them, "Men of Israel, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us as if by our own power or our own godliness we had made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob," that'd be the Lord, of course, "the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus. You handed him over to be killed, and you disowned him before Pilate, even though he decided to let him go. You disowned the holy and righteous one, and you asked that a murderer be released to you instead. You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead. We are witnesses of this. By faith in the name of Jesus, this man who you see and you know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has given this complete healing to him. as you can all see. Now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did your leaders. But this is how God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, saying that his Christ would suffer. Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times and refreshing may come from the Lord, and that he may send the Christ who has been appointed for you, even Jesus. He must remain in heaven until the time comes for God to restore everything as he promised long ago through his holy prophet. Then Moses said, for Moses had said, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own people. You must listen to everything that he tells you. Anyone who does not listen to him will be completely cut off from among his people. Indeed, all the prophets from Samuel on, as many as have spoken, have foretold these days. And you are heirs with the prophets and of the covenant God made with your fathers. He said to Abraham, through your offspring, all people on earth will be blessed. When God raised up his servant, he sent him first to you to bless you by turning each of you from your wicked ways. All right. Let's go back to the start of this chapter. We're going to look over at what exactly happened in this first passage between verse 1 and verse 10. Peter and James were going up to the temple prayer at 3 o'clock, the ninth hour. They saw a man was crippled from birth. He was being carried to the gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple court. Of course, he was asking for. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Peter said, look at us. Of course, Peter and John wanted this man who couldn't walk yet to give his attention. The man gave them, he looked at him. And of course, he was expecting to get some money from them. Alms. He wanted alms. He wanted something so he could stay the way he was. Maybe he wanted to walk, but he didn't want to feel uncomfortable. He didn't want to feel uncomfortable. Peter said, silver and gold I don't have. What I have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. One version says, rise up and walk. taking him by the right hand. Peter and they helped him up. Instantly, the man's feet and ankle bones became strong. And he jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking, leaping, praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened. Yeah, they were astounded at what had happened. But he wanted something so that he could be free. He wanted, at the moment, he wanted something so that he could stay comfortable. He didn't want, he wanted money. Well, so he could survive. Some of you who are bound by something, you're not looking to be free. You're looking to stay the way you are. And so you want people and other things that can help you stay where and what you are, rather than change to be what God wants you to be. Like this man. He was used to sitting out there begging for money because he hadn't been able to walk. And it's not like they had wheelchairs yet. It's not like they had wheelchairs yet that he could use. But I'm sure he knew of Jesus. I hope he did, at least, the lame man. I'm thinking he probably did because he started walking, jumping, and praising God. But you want to know what I think it was? He allowed being lame, being unable to walk, to be comfortable for him. He allowed himself to become comfortable with it. And he did not want to be taken outside of his comfort zone. And he was not ready to come out of his comfort zone. Some of you people have gotten so comfortable with the same old, same old. Go to church. They sing the same songs every Sunday, by the way. In at 10, out at 11. 2 points in a poem. Memorized gift. Mechanical gift. Memorized shout. Taught tongue. And no power. I'm sure some of them, the pastor might have just literally taught you, this is the only way you can shout in this church. This is what it should sound like. Some of them might do that. Yep, some of them might do that. They might. They might say, I'm just saying, though, like, but, you know, I learned that. Talk tongue, and it's just always the same. And there's no power of God in that. Yeah, but isn't worship and praise a shout, a tongue? A shout, tongues, you know, the gifts of the Spirit. You shouldn't that be the part of the church? Of course. But it shouldn't just all be memorized and mechanical. The Holy Spirit should be flowing. Anyhow, he wanted to stay comfortable with how he was. He, for whatever reason, he wasn't ready to learn how to walk. He wasn't ready to advance. He just felt secure in his routine. And he was like used to it that every day at that certain time. Sure, every day. And they caught him. Yeah, they caught him when he would normally be getting there. And they'd be asking him, you know, for, in my version, it says money. In other versions, it says alms. It was like alms. Oh, I don't really like these people. They take me out of my comfort zone. I don't like that church. She starts at 10 and doesn't let us out until really late. Oh, the music's too high, too loud. It's too hot. It's too cold. They just don't want to be let out of their comfort zone. They want to be able to stay with what they know and stay how they are. And not be delivered or set free. It's like you're bound and you want to stay bound. I would ask that guy, sir, why do you want to stay lame? Why do you want to stay unable to walk? I mean, he got up once his ankle bones became strong. But before that, here's what should have happened. Maybe he would have been put there. It should say that he was there praying, believing God for a miracle, believing God that he would be healed. But instead he was there begging for alms. He was begging for alms. He was looking for permission to stay how he was. But Peter and John basically said, maybe they weren't broke, but they didn't want the man who couldn't walk to stay that way. And that man, they say, you know, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. He gets up and walks. At first, he's holding on to him for a little while because, mind you, this guy had never walked in his life. So he had to learn how to walk. Oh, but then it says he was leaping, he was jumping, and praising God. I think God not only did something in his body, I think God did something in his mind. Because he went from looking for a handout, looking for permission to stay the way he was, to thanking God that he got healed. That tells me that God was doing a mighty work in him, in his life. That comes to me a little proverb that Brother Buckley has used before. If you're not winning the battle in your mind, you are not winning the battle. Yeah, I'm believing to be healed of cancer and to be free from my alcohol abuse. Well, no, that's not me, but just saying it. You're one of them. If you're one of them, the one of those, then where's your mind at towards God? Do you think he can deliver you? Or do you think you just have some total ought against him? Or do you have some ought against him, but in another way think that he can still deliver you? What's going on in your mind? You're living in constant fear all the time, every day? So, what happens? Well, you have to get your mind right with the Lord. You have to get your mind right. I remember when I was younger, my dad used to tell me, you know, he used to tell me, Rev, I'm in Miracle Man now, but he used to say, Riv, you know, if you want, believe God for your body to be healed, if your mind's not right, you should ask him to deal with your mind first. Because when you can get your mind right, mind you, your mind is the biggest thing you have to wash with the washing of the water of the Word of God. And your mind often likes to go to two things, what it wants, what it fears. Yep, he just said that again Sunday. My pastor just did. He goes to what it wants and what it fears. And I don't know, maybe he was afraid he was going to slip and fall. Maybe he was afraid he would have had a slip and fall right there in front of Jesus. I'm sure that God would have healed him of that also had he had a little slip and fall. And these, Peter takes some time to talk to him. And he talks about how these people how they basically were not very nice to Jesus. They decided that how they basically decided to hang him on a tree. They decide and crucify him and to let Barabbas go free. And the other not nice things they did to Jesus. And all the not nice things they had done, how they had disowned him. He's like, yet you sit there. Yet even though you've seen these miracles, these kind of miracles happen before, you act all surprised and amazed. Maybe this guy did have some level of faith. But the problem is that he was looking for a handout, looking for permission to somehow stay the way he was. But Peter and John had said, no, sir. I want you healed. I want you set free. I don't want to see you sitting out here all the time when I'm going into the temple to pray. Because at that temple, every day, 3 p.m., was prayer time. As it says in Acts 3. And 3 p.m. Israel time. That has to be like 7 a.m., 6 a.m., 8 a.m., somewhere in there. But that was way back before even 1776. By any means, but I just basically said that to kind of give you an idea as to what time this had happened. I mean, prayer time was at 3 o'clock, so I'm assuming this happened at like maybe 2:50, 2:45, 2:40. Maybe 2 o'clock, maybe 1 o'clock. I'm sure it took some time. And then suddenly that man just gets to his feet, of course, with the help of Peter and John. Because it's like that baby of your own, baby. When that baby starts to, first he or she's got to hold on to their parents. First he's got to learn how to crawl. With help. And you see that miracle, the lame man being able to walk, that was an instant miracle. And there are instant miracles, but there's also a recovery system. The recovery system is the system that is used the most often. Other times, Jesus will give you an instruction to do, like you see several different times in the Gospels, where Jesus tells them to do something, and then they get healed. God told someone, go wash in the river 7 times, and you'll be healed of leprosy. Why 7 times? I don't know. I know right now I'd be like, oh, I hope the water's warm like bath water. I hope it's not cold. And you mean to tell me, Lord, that I have to wash my hair too and the water's cold? What have I done? Would you be thinking the same thing? They'd be like, "Don't I just have a shower? Don't I just have a little thing to turn on the shower, please, to turn on the shower? Isn't there at least a valve to try to, so that it can be radiated through the sun, something? Or do I have to splash cold water all over my head and all over the rest of me 7 different times and come out all soaked and cold?" He didn't care about all that. God told him the son to do. He did it. He got healed. And what about that blind man in John? He told him, the mud was spit in his eyes. God told him. Jesus told him, go down to that pool of Siloam and wash. And you'll be able to see. It wasn't like today. They didn't have canes. I doubt Siloam was a pool that had 300 kids at it. It was like some kind of like natural type, pool-y type thingy. And I doubt there was no 300 kids at it. I doubt it. He had to go find it. So he went down there, washed, came home seeing. And obviously, you know, those disciples are all there trying to ask him questions. And of course, you know, it wouldn't be the same without the Pharisees or the Sadducees, which is very sad, you see. It wouldn't be, of course, it wouldn't be the same without him, because they always had to give Jesus a hard time. Every time he went somewhere to do him, he went somewhere and did miracles. Well, a lot of times when he would preach, they'd ask him questions. Right now, he could go to McDonald's and order some stuff, and the Sadducees would have to ask him why he ordered it a certain way. Do you feel like that's kind of partly what would happen? I could see it. Him saying, well, why did you have to get up that way? What? And furthermore, why did you do that today? Today is the Sabbath. Why did you do it on Thursday, Friday, Wednesday, Tuesday? I mean, it's just how they are. It's almost like they had one key job description: give Jesus a hard time. And that's what it did. And it's not fair, I see, like, oh, the fair, I see, with all its beautiful elephant ears and what have you. I wish it was, yes, I wish. But you see, Peter and John had compassion on that man who could not yet walk and was later able to walk because. And, of course, Peter and John was not the healer. Jesus healed him. And as you saw, Peter used the name of Jesus. He said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. And he gets up. Goes with them, holding their hands into the temple, jumping, leaping, praising God. And some are shouting. Others, I'm sure, everyone's sitting there like all looking in awe and amazement. If I'm somewhere, someone gets healed, I'm not sitting there being jealous. I'm happy for them. Especially if it's something that they've been waiting their whole life for. Now, I had vision for 3 months of my life, but I remember none of it at all. So to me, that basically be like being able to see for the first time. It would. And that's why I continue to believe God. I don't sit there and just say, I want to be healed, but I don't want to believe God. I just want to stay the way I am. That's not me. No, I want to be healed. I want my eyes to see. I want my right ear to be able to hear. No, I want my whole body to be whole. Peter and John, you see, they were with him. They loved on him. And they did what God had told him to do. Because I'm sure God had told him what to do. He basically told him, Peter, John, on the way to prayer time, when you go to that gate, called Beautiful. I think Beautiful is kind of a cool name for a gate. I do. Don't you? I don't know. Maybe not. Because after all, it's just a little gate. Maybe one of your baby could step over. You know, like those little baby gates. Remember those? Remember the baby gates? I'm sure it wasn't like that. But he was there every day near the gate begging for alms. But instead of them giving him alms, they give him something so much better. And that was he got healed. Some of you have been believing God for something for a long time. And you're so close to that manifestation. But you got to keep thanking God for it. You got to keep thanking God for it. Thanking God for the manifestation. Thanking God that it's coming. You gotta be having that faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen yet. So you got to curse that sickness or whatever that thing is that's holding you back. Bless the Lord and thank God for that thing that you're believing for. Like, Jesus, I thank you for what you're doing in me right now tonight as I sit here teaching. I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in my life right now, that you're blessing me, that you're healing my body, you're touching my mind, that you're strengthening me. I just thank you, Lord God, that you're using me. And you have to keep doing that. As you're going through your life, and when that manifestation occurs, celebrate. Thank God that it happened. Don't be one of the other nine that gets healed and then runs off. Be that one who thanks God, worships him, stays there with him. And you receive that complete wholeness. Yes. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. bless us and help us as we go. I thank you, Lord God, that this word would get on the inside of them. May we decide to get out of our comfort zone and receive what you have for us instead. And I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in our midst tonight. And I speak Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no plague shall come nigh us or our immediate dwelling, for he has given his angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. No drugged or drunk driver, no drug driver, no rapist, no burglar, no fire, flood, or crash, no sickness or disease. None of this evil stuff is going to come near us or our immediate lived ones. In Jesus' name, amen. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.